Friday afternoon, time for our weekly movie talk. Ron Van Timmeren from Studio C is here. Big movie. We got some potential blockbusters here. One of them, A Star is Born.
Yeah, and it's fantastic. And we could be talking Oscars by the time this is over. Bradley Cooper, Lady Gaga, that's about all you need to say. That's the definition of chemistry in this movie. And we knew Bradley Cooper could act, but he can sing and play the guitar. Lady Gaga, we knew she could sing, but wow, she can act. And I think she's got the Oscar nomination here. She's fantastic. The story remains the same sort of from the other Star is Born movies. There's been, this is the fourth one. He plays the rocker who's had some substance abuse problems, discovers her. She goes on to be the bigger star. And that sets up the drama and the crazy ending of this movie, too. But I got to tell you, they are both fantastic together. Throw in Dave Chappelle, Sam Elliott, Andrew Dice Clay as supporting actors here. And, you know, when Lady Gaga heard Bradley Cooper sing, she said, "We've got to record these songs live. No lip syncing here." And they did. They recorded these at Coachella and Stagecoach and other live events. And the music just works so well. And Bradley Cooper as a director and star, I thought it was directed and edited so well, too, and shot so well. Everything worked. Little word of caution on the rating. It's rated R for a lot of language, some sexuality, but by far the best date night movie out there.
You know, man, in the old days, I always knew, like, you were going to do something, that you'd be all right. It's the first time I'm worried about you.
Can I ask you a personal question?
Okay.
Tell me something, girl.
Do you write songs or anything?
I don't sing my own songs.
Why?
I just don't feel comfortable.
Why wouldn't you feel comfortable?
Almost every single person has told me they like the way I sounded, but that they didn't like the way I look.
I think you're beautiful.
We talk about the acting, we talk about the singing, visually, the presentation of this movie.
I know. I really thought Cooper did a fantastic job there for one of his only directorial times. And I thought the camera really worked well in this movie and moved. And the editing was MTV-like a couple of times, too. So it really kept you involved. And then the camera really loves Lady Gaga. And they do a big thing about her nose. And it was sort of all in fun and jest. But they got into all kinds of intimate details in this movie that made it work really well.
Andrew Dice Clay, Dave Chappelle. Before we move on. You laugh, but Dave Chappelle can act.
Yeah, I had a really good part in this movie. And Dice plays her dad. He wanted to be Frank Sinatra, right? That's kind of where she got her voice or whatever. So there's a ongoing bit about him. I could have been a Sinatra. You know, it's very funny.
All right. Venom.
Yeah.
Marvel Comics.
Yeah. Spider-Man, villain, that's sort of the spinoff here. Got his own movie now. And there's no Spider-Man or Iron Man or any of those other Marvel comics. As a matter of fact, they're setting this apart from the MCU, as they call it. But big budget special effects, 2D, 3D, D-Box, IMAX, all of that. Tom Hardy plays the central character who's a symbiote with this alien, and it sort of takes over, kind of like Hulk, but not really the same. And so the action revolves around his character going back and forth between a man and this creature. Looks like fun. Rated PG-13.
So we don't know if he's a good guy, bad guy.
Right. That's the drama. That's the tension. We'll find out.
Now the question is, how much love will it get?
About 60 million plus this weekend. And Star is Born is tracking up maybe 40 plus this weekend. When it's all said and done, Patrick, I think Star is Born is the bigger picture in the end. But this weekend, it's going to be Venom.
But there are some questions when it comes to how many Rotten Tomatoes it's receiving.
Oh, let's not talk about that. The critics are mixed on Venom. They love Star is Born. 93% fresh on that one.
All right, then let's move on to Shine. I don't know how many dance movies I've seen in my lifetime, but this holds true to form. there's a dance-off.
Yes, yes. We're going to solve the world's problems by dancing. But it's set in Spanish Harlem, New York Spanish Harlem, two Puerto Rican brothers, both salsa dancers. One goes off to find his fame and fortune and ends up back in the neighborhood to turn it into this gentrification project. And the other brother doesn't like that very much. So I think they're going to solve their problems on the dance floor.
How hard would you fight for everything your father believed in?
The New York Salsa Throwdown is in 2 weeks. This can help us reach our goal.
There's something worth preserving here.
You go to your brother. You need him.
Any stars of note here in Shine?
Not really. It's rated R, a drama and music feature this weekend. Limited, only playing over at Rivertown Theater.
And then Met Opera.
Yeah, the season is back. AIDA kicks it off live from the Met. Celebration locations everywhere. Saturday afternoon, nothing like kicking back in a recliner and watching the Met Opera right here in Grand Rapids or wherever you happen to be.
Or you can check out Sherlock Gnomes, which is Flick's Family Film Festival.
Right, that's our free movies for kids. And Sherlock Gnomes, you've seen Sherlock Gnomes.
I have.
Okay, fun for the kids, right?
It's crazy.
Yeah, there you go.
Ron, let's bring in Eric Kuiper. Let's talk some indie films. Got a few out at G.R. Woodland.
Yeah, we are firing up the next round of films in the indie film series at Celebration Cinema Woodland. We have, as we often do, a mix of documentaries and dramatic films. I'll kick off by talking about Love, Gilda, which is a documentary about Gilda Radner. Just last weekend, was awarded the Art Prize on Screen Best Feature Public Vote Award. So we're excited to be able to keep that in town and open that up to a broader audience. I mean, it's what you'd expect it to be. It's this deep dive into Gilda Radner's life, which, I knew a lot about her, but I didn't realize she was the first cast member ever on Saturday Night Live, first person to be hired. The roots of her career as a comedian, period, are incredible. But then when you think about what she was doing as far as a woman comedian at that time, it's really remarkable. Of course, they dive into her cancer story and all that stuff as well. So, we have one of the most active Gilda's clubs in America. So we're happy that we get to show this film here in town. So great documentary on Gilda Radner.
Pick of the litter.
So that's the other documentary. It's a doc that follows five puppies as they mature. And the question is whether or not they are going to be able to become guide dogs. And so it's a look into the world of what it takes to be a guide dog first and foremost. But then just the incredible need that there is for these dogs. And I mean, it's just one of those things that you probably don't think about that much, but the fact that that dog has to make a decision whether or not to walk out into a busy street or not. And there's nobody, after a certain point, once it gets the ribbon and you're a guide dog now, I mean, literally has someone's life in its hands, or its paws, I suppose you would say. So, yeah, I just found it. I mean, and then just, it's puppies. There's puppies everywhere. We love puppies. So it's a super heartwarming, interesting doc on sort of an unexpected topic. So that's pick of the litter.
Is that kid friendly? I would imagine dogs.
Yeah. 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 Okay. Yeah, it is. You just want to climb in the screen and love those puppies. And there's a lot of tension in the movie about whether or not they're going to make it or not. So it's a thriller.
It's a thriller. Pick of the litter. It's a thriller.
Yeah.
And then we have Blaze.
Blaze. Yeah. This is, Ethan Hawke's, directed this film, in line with A Star Is Born. It's a focus. It's a biopic on a singer songwriter, but this is, true story, or inspired by true events is probably the much more accurate way to say it, about Blaze Foley, the Texas outlaw music singer songwriter legend that was really the predecessor to Hank Williams and Merle Haggard and all those guys. So it's a really, really well-made, well-told story, sort of weaving together these different storylines or different parts of Blaze Foley's life. 98% certified fresh on Rotten Tomatoes, one of the more critically loved films of the year. That's a great one. And Ethan Hawke, I mean, that guy's been everywhere this year. Now he's behind the camera instead of in front of it, but I'll take Ethan Hawke. Whatever side of the camera he's on.
And then finally, this sounds seasonal, this title. I am not a witch.
This is not a Halloween movie. Oh. Perfect timing to come out. You're right. This is a really, really intriguing film. It's actually the UK's foreign language Oscar submission. It's the story about this little girl named Shula, who is the first child taken to be put in this traveling witch camp. Okay, so it's this satirical story in Africa where they have these witch camps, and they tie a ribbon on the back of these women, and they tell them that if you cut the ribbon, you're cursed and you'll turn into a goat. That they're witches, and if they cut the ribbon, they'll be turned into a goat. And so, which obviously sounds like a super bizarre premise for a movie, and it is. But what this film is really getting at is it's commentary on tourism, it's commentary on capitalism, it's commentary on social class, gender. All of this is wrapped up into this beautifully shot film. Again, 97% fresh on certified fresh on Rotten Tomatoes, and it's a first time film by this filmmaker who, whatever they make next, I can't wait to see. Really, really compelling, sort of engrossing film.
All right, good weekend to get out there, see a movie. Pulling on in here, Ron.
See you at the movies.